Sturgis goes for gold, obscure calls, and you've got to be kidding me. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by My Student Aid, making college accessible, affordable, and achievable. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. MHSAA finals in the Lower Peninsula begin this weekend in girls' golf and boys' tennis, and Sturgis looks to be a factor on the links. Mike Stiles of MHSAA Network affiliate WBET in Sturgis has more.
The Lady Trojans started the season as the defending Wolverine Conference champions, and one of their goals was to repeat and then make noise at the state finals. With a good nucleus of young ladies returning, senior Courtney O'Brien says she was confident of what this team could do.
From the very beginning, we set our goal. We wanted to win conference again, and then we had hope join us, which was great, and our returning players. So everything kind of played out the way we wanted it to, which was great.
That hope is freshman Hope Ogg, who's been a welcome addition to the team. Under the leadership of Coach Ken Shaw, the Lady Trojans improved over the course of the season, winning the Wolverine Conference Championship and the Wolverine Conference Tournament. Then last Friday, the Lady Trojans shot 367 to finish tied for second at the regional meet and advanced to the Division II state finals at the Meadows at Grand Valley State University. That score, by the way, the third best team 18-hole score in Sturgis High School girls' golf history. Junior Katie Horn, the leading scorer for the Lady Trojans, says the season didn't start out for her the way she wanted to, but it did get better.
Definitely at the beginning of the season, I put a little bit of pressure on myself because I knew that I was in that position. I was taking over for Jessica, who left last year, and as the season went on, I had just kind of played golf, and it just kind of played out from there.
The Jessica that Katie refers to is Jessica Griffin, who graduated earlier this year and was the Lady Trojans' lone representative as an individual to the 2015 state finals.
You can keep up with all of the action in golf and tennis this weekend on the MHSAA website. Our Sparrow Health game balls this week go out to Garrett Miller and Hunter Collins of Breckenridge, who each scored touchdowns. Miller on a 52-yard fumble return, Collins on an 87-yard run Friday night to give the Huskies their first conference football title in nearly 70 years in a 12-0 win over Merrill. Breckenridge is off to its best start in the school's history at 7-0. Prime your body with a pre-exercise snack. If it's been more than 3 hours since your last meal, having a pre-exercise snack will likely help you have a better workout. Make it something small that's easy to digest. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Hi, my name's Dan Scuda, professional football player and Michigan native. Being born and raised in Michigan, I want to see all Michigan students succeed. Paying for college can be a barrier. That's why I've teamed up with My Student Aid to help tackle the cost of college. My Student Aid helps students and families in Michigan with affording college, with scholarships, grants, and also college savings programs. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid. Together, we can help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable.
Play ball, play ball, play ball.
Our weekly Be the Referee segment takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
A few weeks back, the Central Michigan and Oklahoma State game generated a lot of conversation about the playing rules of when any period gets extended with an untimed down. Many times announcers will wrongly talk about an accepted defensive penalty then means that the offense gets one more snap. Under high school rules, whenever there's an accepted penalty on the last play of a period and that penalty is accepted, there is one untimed down. The only exceptions to this, just like the college rules, are those penalties that also bring about a loss of down.
Thanks, Mark. There's help wanted. Just whistle. Go to MHSAA.com now to be a referee. A little something new to finish the show from the You've Got to Be Kidding Me department. Thoughts about the crazy things we run across in our line of work. A school administrator contacted us recently about a game where an official's call near its end nullified a score. The suggestion was thrown out that since the call was obviously wrong, the score should be restored, giving the team the victory. Full disclosure here, the video clip was seen by many, and indeed the call was wrong. But the games are the sum total of their parts. Good and bad plays by everyone with the best intentions, coaches, players, and officials. And just like the coaches and players will go back and look at the film, so will the officials. It's how we all get better. I'm tired of officials. As hard as they try to get every call on every play right, being the only ones in the house being held to a perfect standard. I guess I shouldn't be surprised, though, in this participation trophy, overly entitled, Every Wrong Can Be Righted, Don't Hurt the Kid's World, but you've got to be kidding me. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by My Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.